Today's book is You Can Do So Many Things. Flynn had loved horses for as long as she could remember. She had horse posters on her walls. She had horse stuffed animals. She wore t-shirts with horses on them. She watched movies about horses. She would ride in the family car, hoping that she would see a horse somewhere along the drive. For her birthday party, all of Flynn's friends gave her horse statues. It was a great day. Until her friend Lisa's mom asked her a question. What are you going to do with all of those horses? I'm going to keep them in my room and save them until I grow up and work with real horses, said Flynn. Flynn, you silly girl, said Lisa's mom. You're not ever going to be a jockey. After the party, Flynn sat in her room and looked at all of the posters. She never really thought about a life without horses, but she knew Lisa's mom was right. She probably would not be a jockey. The next day at school, Flynn's teacher, Miss Elmore, noticed that she was being very quiet. She also wasn't wearing her horse baseball cap. At lunch, Miss Elmore asked Flynn what was wrong. Lisa's mom said I can't be a jockey, Flynn said sadly. So I can't work with horses. Miss Elmore thought that just didn't sound right. So she asked Flynn's parents if she could take Flynn on an adventure on Saturday. They said yes. Flynn, today we're going to visit some places that are all very different, but that all have something in common, said Miss Elmore. Flynn and Miss Elmore went to Hallway Feed. They met Evan, an equine nutrition specialist who helps horse owners find the right amounts and types of grain and hay to feed. Today, he was helping Levi, who has an American saddlebred horse. Next, they went to the Kentucky Horse Park. Mr. Madison gave them a tour of the museum. What's your job? Asked Miss Elmore. I'm a docent. I give people tours and help them learn about horses. My favorite horse here is the Clydesdale. There was also a Morgan horse show going on at the park that day. Flynn listened to the announcer as he called out the winners of the classes. The next stop was at a busy horse farm. They met Wendy, who was a groom. She was brushing an Arabian horse. Jim, a landscaper, walked through the barn with a wheelbarrow. He was going to put in a flower bed near a field of paint horses. At the gallery where they had lunch, an artist was painting a fjord pony. After lunch, they looked around a tack shop where the walls were lined with horse supplies. The store owner, Bonnie, rang up a new cap that Flynn bought. Miss Elmore looked at a flyer advertising horse dentistry services. I designed that, Bonnie said. I'm also a graphic artist. The University of Kentucky was the next stop of the day. An agriculture extension agent was giving a talk about miniature horses. They sat and listened with Miss Elmore's friend, Bree. Bree, a researcher, gave Flynn a quick tour of her lab, where she studies horse health. As they left the lab, Miss Elmore pointed at an 18-wheeler hauling Shire horses down the road. The truck driver waved as she drove by. Further down the road, they saw an instructor giving a lesson to students riding colorful Appaloosa horses. Traffic was slow on the drive home because there was thoroughbred racing at Keeneland. The ticket takers, food service workers, security guards, and parking attendants would have a busy day. As they waited for traffic to start moving, Flynn put on her new cap and said, I think I know what all these places we visited have in common. What? Asked Miss Elmore. They all do different things with horses, Flynn said happily. Flynn, you can do so many things. There are even more kinds of jobs with horses we didn't get to see today, said Miss Elmore. I get it. I'm going to keep liking and learning about horses, and whatever I decide to do, I'll be me when I do it, said Flynn. The end.